And it is time to set the fiscal year 18 tax levies and assessments.
So, Mr. Chairman, I will read to you again. To start off, for the new commissioners, one of the functions of the Board of County Commissioners is to set the levies that will be attached to the tax notices. So we will go through the levies that are in relation to the county's general fund budget, so the 12 mil budget, and then we'll go through the special districts and the service and improvement districts and those guys so that we can set those fees to be put on the tax notices. And so what you do today will go to the assessor. And as far as process is concerned, she will generate the all of the tax information because she has the assessed values. And then she'll calculate with the mill levies so that they generate the tax notices. Tax notices go out the 1st of September, go out approximately the 1st of September, because taxes become due the 1st of September. There's, as you know, as a taxpayer, there's three opportunities to pay. You can pay the first half by the 10th of November, you can pay the whole thing by the end of the year, or you can pay like in halves, the other half being due the 10th of May. So that's the way that works. So this is kind of the last roundup of all of the budget season. And we are getting to the tax notices to collect the taxes. So the first portion of the levies that I'm going to tell you about are going to be the general fund and the county's 12 mil taxes. So the general fund mill levy this year will be 10.336. The fair board is 0.283. Airport is 0.127. Library is 0.567. Museum is 0.129. Recreation is 0.299. And fire is 0.259. You have already approved that resolution and signed that last meeting when we adopted our budget. So as I go through the other districts, I'll have the chairman sign their resolutions. So the first district that will have come up is the Rural Healthcare District, and they are 2 mils. Let me just sign right there.
Just underneath, or does it matter?
Oh, does it matter? The next district is Weed and Pest, and they are 0.341 mils.
What was last year? Is that the same as?
Last year for Weed and Pest was 0.346, so they're down just a little bit.
Down just a little.
Yeah. And remember, our assessed value is less this year than last year, too. Okay. The next district that I have is the Big Piney Cemetery District, and they are 1.450. The next district is the Upper Green River Cemetery District, and their mill levy is 0.121. The next district is Service and Improvement Districts. This will be Hoback Ranches Service and Improvement District. And they are, $59,500. So it's an assessment as opposed to a levy. Boulder Lake Improvement District. And their total budget is, or their total request is $10,029.90. And then Redstone Upper Green River Improvement District, and their assessment is $7,900.
There you go.
Got it that time.
And the next one is a little confusing. This, if you remember, we had the folks from High Meadow Water District here at our last meeting. And we have three things to consider here. The first being is that they have an assessment where they assess $100 or $300 a fiscal year for full-time residents, $155 for part-time residents, $30 for unimproved vacant lots, and $50 for turnoffs and turn-on fees. So those are an assessment that they have. They also then assess another 6 mills, and this 6 mills is to support their drinking water supply. So they have central water, they've got a water system that supports that. And then the last part of this, which is a little confusing, is that they received a grant from the state, from the state revolving fund, and they needed to have their debt service in place to be able to accept the grant. So they hustled up over this last few weeks, and they've put together their assessment for their debt service on this grant, and this is the water system that they were talking about in Bargerville last meeting when they were here, that affect our road project possibly. So they are a little bit behind on the process for this. They needed to have their hearing and have approved their budget for the debt service by now. They talked to the county treasurer, and she is willing to allow them time to have their public hearing, which will be the 14th of September, and then send their tax notices after that. She has the ability to hold those tax notices for that district, and then she'll send those late. But it's kind of a unique situation in that they required that the assessment for the debt service was in place before they would award the grant money. We have a schedule. Obviously, they don't. So, anyway, this will be a conditional approval for this one, conditioned that they don't have anything come up at their hearing. So, I'm going to save this one for you to sign until after we have that hearing on the 14th of September.
Good idea.
Okay?
Yep.
So, that's that one. And their debt service for 1 year, their grant is a little over $2 million. Their debt service for 1 year is about, let's see, it's $98,772.77, so, which is kind of a hefty payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then
20 years payment.
Yeah, that's big. Then the last ones that I have that are other special districts is I have the Shelter Park Service and Improvement District, and I'm waiting for another signature on their resolution. So we're going to wait to sign that resolution.
Okay.
But we'll have that. Their assessment is $100 per household. Have the mosquito abatement district number one, which is the Pinedale Mosquito Abatement District. And their assessment is $30 per household. And if you'll just sign on the front of that. Mosquito abatement district number two, which is the Pinedale or the Big Piney Mosquito Abatement District, and their assessment is $155 per household.
We have more mosquitoes.
Your mosquito district's like all over the place.
No, they're tougher.
Yeah.
They seem like, well, they don't have as much to pick on.
Yeah. And then the last mosquito district is the Boulder Mosquito Improvement District, and they charge $50 per household and then $3.25 per acre. And then we also, the last thing that we have on our list to assess for is that the Pine Creek subdivision, which is over here by Shelter Park, has a loan from the state, and we assess $127.69 per household in that subdivision to service that grant that they got. And we've got about three more years of payments on that, but we collect that money directly at the county, and Roxanna makes that payment. So.
Pine Creek.
It sits right on Pine Creek at the west end of Shelter Park.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I thought that was all Shelter Park.
Nope, it's
Pine Creek subdivision.
Yep, that's it. So, okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all the levies and assessments for the fiscal year 18 budget.
Terrific. Thank you, Mary.
Yep.
All right. Todd.
Yeah, no worries.
Come on up. You can come with him too, Andre.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good. That makes that. That's the way we've
seen you for a while. It's hard work.
Better than being behind.
I'd go with the first statement first.
Never ending. Gotta hurry, snow's coming.
Don't say that.
He's using the divide yesterday east of Evanston.
Yeah.
Really?
About 6 inches of hell on the interstate.
Nice.
It looked like snow. If I had my phone, I'd show you.
Hmm.
Mr. Tom. I've got to do one check. Does that lift station over there have a... Do they have check valves on them? We don't. What I don't want to do is when this pump kicks on, I don't want to just fill that one.
Oh, I get what you're saying, yeah. Well, right there where you're teeing in for that new, what you want to put in, can't you put one there?
I could, but...
Just put it on this side of it.
We can put it between...
My other thought, Todd, was this line right here drains this way, right? Am I in the right place? Yes. This is where the push drain is going to be.
Yeah, and that
this line
section
drains
is
this way. Currently, the pump station's here, right?
We don't know which way it drains. That's why I've got a note on there to verify.
Oh, okay.
Because if it's not draining back,
we got to have it draining back. Because if it don't, it'll freeze.
Right.
Okay, we're on the same
page. But we know it hasn't froze between there and that clean out along the building.
Yeah.
Because we get, that's where it pumps out.
Sure. And you're worried about this pump station pumping backwards to this one?
Yeah.
Legitimate.
Because we'll put a valve in that sidewalk, you know, where that sidewalk's broke up by the transformer.
Is there a way you could turn this pump station on and go watch it?
Well, okay. Right now it's going to go to the river.
Well, that's still.
So.
Right. That's what we talked about.
That's the heavy.
If you haven't found anything wrong with that idea, then.
I haven't. Like I say, the worst case is we have ice on the lawn instead of the sidewalk. If
I think it'll work.
If the groundwater.
What are you worried about? I see you got.
I went 9 foot, a little over 9 foot.
That's more than 1.5 inch holes.
Yep.
Well, that ice is going to go a lot farther.
Three.
A lot farther.
Are you worried about the 3/8 rock going through the 1.5 inch holes?
I'm not. Actually, I'm going to go with bigger rock.
Okay. 3/4 or 1 inch or something.
I'd probably 2 inch if we can get it up here. Perfect. 2 inch cobble.
Yeah. Okay.
Matter of fact, let me put a note on that. Mm-hmm. Let me note that because I thought I changed that. Oh, I had 3/8 inch drain rock.
You have 3/8?
3/8.
Oh, I looked at 3/8. Okay.
All right. Anyway, what we're discussing is this storm drain.
Okay.
I know Tom talked to you guys at lunch, and then we kind of never really discussed it. I've got a package together, and I talked to Tom a little bit. We thought we'd just send it out for quotes to all the locals, so we don't necessarily have to go through the advertisement, but if we can get 3 representative quotes, then we...
Okay. You're comfortable with this, fixing the issue? For the most part.
That is about as comfortable as Tom, hopefully the way Tom explained it to you. The issue...
So just so you know, he hasn't explained anything to us yet.
The issue, what we're talking is putting...
I thought it was because I was out of town.
Putting a...
Right. Did I miss something?
And I can pass this around. If you look at this section, we're going to put a perforated manhole.
Yeah.
In the grass area.
Okay.
Over here. And so in the winter time. In the wintertime, when we've had that freezing problem with the 6-inch line going to the river,
yeah,
we'll just close a valve there. We'll just pump into that manhole.
Okay.
The big unknown is what does the groundwater do in Pinedale in January?
Yeah.
Okay.
December. Well,
it's worth a gamble. Right?
But I can't imagine it being... shallower than 4 foot.
The groundwater?
Yeah.
In
the winter time.
Down 7 to 9 foot.
Just
I'm saying worst case scenario, which if it maintains 4 foot,
we're still fine.
Because it's like we talked, we do not pump that much. We don't have that much water.
No. I mean, this last one was the most ever from what everybody's telling me. I mean, so.
Are you okay with this, Andre?
I think it's a pretty good idea. I mean, as long as the perk. I mean, if you get the perk that you want.
If you get the right rock, your volume size goes up.
Yeah,
right,
well,
too.
I like that he said 2 inch. Yeah. That's a lot better. And
Just hog it in. And then I am going to wrap it in fabric to try to keep it from... What happens with these type of systems is they silt shut over time.
Hmm. Fabric on the outside of the rock or on the outside?
On the outside of the rock. Okay. So it allows the water to go out, but it doesn't allow the fines to come in and plug your rock up.
Well, that's a good idea.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you get a sinkhole too with your when your sediment migrates.
I mean, and without a doubt, we'll be in groundwater when we put this in. Mm-hmm. So.
It won't be bad.
But anyway,
we got to do something.
So if you have a list of contracts,
you asked
Tom
me for that,
send
and
me
I forgot.
A text.
Oh, okay.
Of local contractors. I mean, I know Bennett. I know Iden. I thought we'd send it to Dan. He's got a backhoe. He'd be interested.
Harbor.
Harbor.
Tractors. JB.
Yeah. Off the top of my head.
I'll get some from Doug and those guys and see what they like too. I like to use the ones that I know that when there's a problem, they'll come fix it when you call them.
Yeah.
Well, and then you got those that you don't invite that... call me at midnight.
Well, you can invite them then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I named one of them. I won't forget them.
I know I'm forgetting some, but I can't think of it.
Because that harbor, they're the one that did the dirt work for.
Yeah. What about Normington?
Sure. Sure.
Oh, Teletractors might look at it.
Teletractors. But I was thinking FCC.
Oh.
They won't want it, but.
Wright Brothers?
Yeah. Am I forgetting any others?
I know we are, but we'll have to dig them up, find out who they are.
They'll find you.
Are you?
Hmm?
Are you?
Yeah. What is that? Waste management? Not waste management. What's his name? Done the transfer station.
McGuire?
M&M?
Oh, you know, one we're forgetting is Jimmy McLaughlin. Yeah. McLaughlin and Sons. Buck and Spa.
I don't have that many here.
Wow.
Buck could be Buck's Welding or High Desert Plowing. He's got a couple names going on. Andre can figure that out.
Yeah, maybe talk to Doug if you don't mind.
Yeah. He'll be in tomorrow.
So anyway, I had that. Fire station. We visited with an architect, and he's scared of the rock. I have not talked to Shad about this yet, for the same reason, or brick, of having that ice do the same damage as what it's done to the stucco. Mm. He's suggesting to make that out of a tin, like a red, or whatever color.
Rust color.
You know, maybe we come up 7 feet. There's a ledge. Maybe come up that full 7 feet, so we have that break point.
Okay.
The cost will probably be the same or less than what
right.
Should be less than the rock that I had quoted or estimated. So
kind of falls on Shad.
But I will visit with Shad about that. And
okay.
I just want to let you guys know that they're leaning more toward tin than they are a brick.
Yeah, whatever, they would know.
So, well, it makes sense.
Yeah,
a little bit. Makes me want to redo my house now, but. And then, the roof, before we even got started. No, it's not bad. Maintenance thought gutters would be a good idea, and I discussed it with Mary a little bit.
And the heat tape in them.
And well, the heat tape's already there.
Yeah, I know, but it all needs to be repaired anyway because the snow ripped it all off. So.
Apparently there was gutters on it at one time.
Well, I have that same concern you have with that ice rink. You can't keep them on there because ice tears them off every season. So.
Yeah, but.
Are you sure you want that?
No, because the ice rink, the gutters aren't getting torn off. They're actually fine. We took the heat tape off that was getting torn off, but we left the heat tape in the gutters. So when it comes down and gets into the gutter, it kind of melts down.
So it was tearing your heat tape off.
Yeah.
The 2 foot.
Yeah, and part of that was though is they didn't want to screw the heat tape to the roof because they were worried about warranty issues. So they were just using the blue stuff as the plastic deals, and so then every year it would tear it off. So we just took it off and left it in the gutters, and I think that's what we were thinking about doing with the.
Just heat tape in the gutter.
Yeah, and that may help shed out a little bit over his doorway that they go in, because. They've had some serious snow that come off of there. And,
yeah.
I would appreciate it too, because I'm the one that's shoveling it.
Right.
And breaking it. So I think that would be the better route to go, to put the gutters with the heat tape on it. We're eventually thinking about building an awning over that doorway, though. You know, with that, so it's left soft to the sides. Otherwise, someone's going to walk up that doorway.
Can you put gutters around that little doorway?
What's that?
Have you put gutters around that little doorway?
No.
Anyway, that's $7,778.
For gutters. For
same gutters. Company?
Yeah, it'd be a change order is what it would be. And I knew about it before we got the contract signed, but I said, let's get the contract signed before. I said, that looks bad. So, do I think it's worth it? I do. Hindsight. But where we didn't have gutters on it, or that I wasn't aware that there was gutters, I didn't ask to include gutters.
Yeah.
Because it never had them since I was here.
I am.
Okay.
I have mixed feelings with them, so explain it. Help me figure out. So when the snow, obviously the gutters are hanging lower than even the snow will shoot over them when it slips.
Yeah, but I mean, some's going to go in there and it's going to
right.
move it. But I mean,
so I'm just saying, they're only for the dripping.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the gutter?
Well, Doug says that it's going to, he claims that it's going to help you with some of your snow that's coming off of there and getting up against the building as well.
But see,
I don't know how that is, but he says
with a metal roof that does not hold snow. That's this is where I'm going to have to side with Tom a little bit.
The struggle is it's coming either way. You generally.
Yeah, aren't we? Isn't this roof? Aren't we putting up some
snow guards?
Yeah.
I don't think that.
I think if you're having the snow stay on the roof, then a gutter's effective.
Yeah, I thought we were putting guards up there though.
I don't think we're. I don't.
One of those deals.
That was on this membrane roof from American Roofing, but this is a tin roof.
Oh.
And the other side of that is you don't really want to welcome snow on a roof that probably wasn't designed for it.
You want the roof to. You want the snow to slide off.
You want it to shut off.
You know your flat roofs and stuff that are designed for the snow load. That's one thing. You hold it up there. You melt it. You drain it, it goes away.
How much are we coming off that? Well, you don't want to come off of it if you're if you have
right,
metal roof
right.
because then you get your ice dams.
Right.
So we're going right to the edge.
We come to the edge. Originally, they were going to come out just a little bit past the edge with no gutter. That's mm-hmm. why they need to know because they'll take this gutter and tuck it back up underneath.
Well, if anything, is there any way we can do something right over that shad's doorway? To stop the snow from sliding off.
Why don't you just build your little
Yeah, I'd rather put the $7,500 towards the awning to guard the door.
Yeah.
Because I struggle with the efficiency of the gutter in our climate.
I'm good with it. I mean, whatever.
I mean, where the gutters benefit is the
rain.
And then all that water. But we're looking at putting tin on the bottom. At that point, we don't care. If we had that stucco, if we was going back with a stucco finish, I would say let's protect it from all moisture. And we can.
I have just one opinion here, so jump in.
And you said they knew they were going to do this, but they didn't put it in the original bid?
No, it come after the original bid, but it was before we got the bonds back is what it was. Where it was before. And that's, I think, Doug's the one that mentioned that there previously was gutters, which Mary remembered.
Yeah, I just don't see the benefit of gutters in this country on a tin roof.
Okay.
Everything comes melting off and shooting off of there anyway.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can do some.
I'd like to do something over that doorway because someone's going to get smacked with a big old pile of snow.
Well, for
and
that.
And it is high. It's up there.
You're talking this one over on this side. Or
the one that
ML
and
south
Chad
side.
Walk into.
The south side. They need that guarded.
Yeah.
That's a hazard. I don't disagree with that. I just don't see how the gutters are going to have.
Even if we can do something temporarily until.
You'd have to do a gable or something.
Well, that's what we want to do eventually. I mean, but. With everything that we've been having going on, we
like I say, you still
want,
all of it at once. You want the snow to come off.
Well, it's going to whether you want it or not.
Well, I mean, right there, you got flower beds right next to that. I don't know if it would be a bad idea to just put up a couple of those some of those dams so the snow won't slide off. Heat tape right there with a gutter, just a small one that goes into the flower bed. That might stop the stuff from crashing down on someone in front of the doorway. At least until we can get an awning or something built
there. Let's talk to Roger and see if he's got.
Because I don't think that would be very expensive at all. It'd be just a small portion of gutter. pouring off into the flower bed. I mean, there was a big old bush right there, and then a couple of dams with just a little bit of heat tape to keep it melting.
Hey, we
Can look at it and
why don't you readdress it?
Okay.
Before we go to a change order.
Yeah, let's see if we can address that. Like I say, we can. Roger may have an idea. I mean, that's what him and Carl do.
Yep.
His ropes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not opposed to listening to somebody.
Well, I'm pretty open to all this because I'm not from here originally, so I listen to the locals when it comes to what works on roofs and stuff like that.
You know, like I say, the rain gutters, that's what they are, is rain gutters. They're not snow gutters.
They're not snow gutters.
They get torn off of the snow gutters.
Yep.
But, like I say, in the summertime.
The snow is moving slow.
I got a metal roof. I got a picture of my forces this winter.
So. I think the only other thing I've got hanging out is I've got to get an easement for the gas line to go to the fire props. Mm-hmm. I have done called everybody I know, and there is no easements down there. So I'm anyway. Scott Sherbel, I talked to him because it's going to take some surveying, and he typically can do it more cost effective than I can because he knows the area. So I'm going to have Scott put that together, that easement. And I talked to Questar Gas this morning. What it was is Rocky Mountain actually has a right-of-way, but the gas company can't run in a right-of-way. They have to have an easement within that right-of-way. Mm-hmm. So we just need to get that described and get that gas line run.
Okay. All right, do what you got to do.
And I think that's all I had, wasn't it, Mary? Mary keeps me on my toes. But we'll address this door.
Okay.
And then I'll get this out. We'll probably also get that tin veneer. Get some quotes on it, do the same thing.
Okay. Very good. Anything else for these gentlemen?
No.
Okay. Just to let you know, the ice rink stuff's going good. We got the towers not leaking anymore. It's all
fixed
up.
That's a nice deal.
We ran it. We got the compressor started right now, checking them. They have a drip rate that there's an allotment there mm-hmm. for the shaft seals, and we're checking them all because before I knew this, I recall seeing those bottles fairly full of oil. So we're checking them to see what kind of rate we're getting, to see if we got to replace shaft seals before we get going. So we're going to run each one, and Don's over there really just taking care of it. And it looks like he's really going to be able to save us a lot of money on energy costs because of the way that unit has been running. It's been very expensive.
Right.
He's explained to me that if we keep the unit, the compressors and the fan always running, but not kicking on and off like they do all day long, it's way more efficient. And so he's looking at getting a part to get the fan to do it, so it'll just ramp down and then ramp up and then ramp down and ramp up, and the compressors will do the same thing. And he said you'll pay his wages and plus some just by doing that.
Are they on VFD? Or is that what he's
They are, doing? But they're not running like that. They're still kicking on. It's a soft start.
Mm.
But it's not a... It doesn't just...
So that part of the Rocky Mountain thing might have been worth it.
It's the guy that I hired to look into it. He had 30-something years of refrigeration experience and his run. He was involved in the Olympics and the Winter Olympics in Utah the ice making and for the compressors there. He's worked for York and Carrier and Honeywell and all the big name Train, and so I just put him in there and said, make that thing right. So, and he's making it right. Yeah. So we'll save quite a bit of money just on energy costs. It's working out really well.
It's amazing how much money it costs to make ice in Wyoming.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense,
yeah,
does it?
It doesn't make sense, but it's good ice. It's not just ice.
It's the best ice.
It's the best ice in the state. It really is. So.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Mary, you have some business for us?
I do. I have a question, just a minute.
Yeah.
In talking about the eclipse, there's been lots of talk about bringing in water and making sure you've got everything ready to go. But I haven't heard anything that addresses the trash that's going to be created.
Yeah.
Because it'll be easier if we can put, I don't know, I'm speaking weird, but if there's dumpsters out there before, so somebody doesn't have to pick it up later, it would make way more sense. Maybe
yeah.
Open the dump and let
I guess my
know.
Question is where?
You
so
know,
you're going to put trash, you're going to put dumpsters out. Where? I mean.
Well, Jim's talking about setting up some kind of a headquarters down here across from the Hampton, have some dumpsters there.
Yeah,
but I think I'm just saying that if there's as much garbage created as we've got people coming in.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be looked
at
now.
Did you say Jim was going to set up a headquarters?
Yeah, he said today that he was
going to
set it
across from Hampton.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might ask Jim if he's going to put up some dumpsters. Ask him what he's... Because he may have that already in place.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about open up the trash transfer station so that it's available for people to go by and dump? I realize it's going to be a hassle, but I really do think it's something you might look at considering.
Yeah, we'll
the next couple days. Okay.
We'll take that under advisement.
Thanks.
You betcha. Okay, go ahead.
So, just to follow up on the fire ban for next week, could I get you guys to sign this? So that I can, because I need to distribute it as soon as we have our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm probably not going to see you.
Yeah, you're not.
What day is that?
It would be on Wednesday the 16th. Yeah.
Are you going to send us a number?
I will. As soon as I make the notice and everything, I'll do that. I have a bond for Skylar Wilson as the surveyor. You can't do.
This is what
only
we went over earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to be reported for burning my trash at the wrong hours. I can see that.
Right.
Then I have the contract for the fire services for Big Piney.
Oh, for the town of Big Piney.
Yeah, for the town of Big Piney.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're doing it in July when it should have been done in January. But,
right.
You know,
right. Okay. And then I'll need a motion on this contract for services.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. We enter into a contract for fire protection services with the town of Big Piney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
What am I supposed to do this?
So, census 2020 is starting to gear up. Can you believe that?
There you go.
They were only 3 years away, right? And part of the census deal, there's a program that's called LUCA, and what LUCA is, it's the update for local census information. So there's a bunch of cleanup work and data work that's done ahead of 2020 when they will actually do the census. Actually, it's 2021. So we have to register for to participate in LUCA. So I need your signature.
All right, let's participate in LUCA.
Okay. So you need to sign right there. We do work all along, and most of the work all gets done by Greenwood's mapping. They take care of all that stuff, but we do work the entire 10 years between the actual camp to keep data current. I have some abatements.
Oh, joy.
Oh, no.
I didn't look to see how bad they were.
This is the one Jeanette sent out the other day, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Not yet.
No, that was an LBC.
Not yet. No. Yeah, that one. Schools are going to be fun.
Yeah, that was an LBC.
$500,000. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Here's one of them. Yeah, this one's for $405,000.
So those abatements are the ones that are generated from the state. Then I have a locally generated abatement that comes from Jeunesse to
yeah.
you. And this one has to do with a it's some equipment that was, well, it's personal, you know, personal property, which is usually equipment. And the account was deleted, but it wasn't completely deleted. So this is a small adjustment to the entire tax roll.
Okay.
So it's a similar thing, only it's a locally assessed. These abatements that you get are assessed by the state and come to you from the state board. This is one that Jeunesse and her office has generated.
Okay.
Same thing, only that's the reason why it looks different.
Yeah. It looks like what the difference is in what $5,000.
Yeah, in assessed value, so not a lot of tax money.
Not a lot.
Is that one specific company then, or?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
And then a few weeks ago, I think you all received the. MOU from the BLM concerning the Boulder travel management plan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah. And I had it reviewed by Matt, so we just need to sign it if you're okay with that.
Okay.
And this is the one where Joe volunteered to be the
lead.
The lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let me see where you sign, Mr. Andy. Okay.
This MOU exists, or we need to adopt it?
You better adopt it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is a MOU between Sublette County and the BLM regarding the Pinedale Field Office Travel Management.
Motion to accept it.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we enter into a memorandum of understanding with BLM regarding the Pinedale Field Office Travel Management Plan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Then I have a resolution for you to consider. This resolution would authorize the county clerk, me, to prepare and sign and submit a Wyoming Department of Transportation application for CMAQ funding.
Okay.
Okay, CMAQ stands for Congestion Mitigation Air Quality for dust suppression on county roads in Sublette County. I've written a number of CMAQ grants, and I don't know how much this one will be, but I think I'm going to shoot for about $400,000. I had some gals come talk to me a couple years ago and said, why are you just asking for $200,000? You got more county roads than me. And with the fact that we have air quality issues and all those kinds of things, she says, you probably could get some more money. You better up the ante a little bit. So I'm gonna take a shot at it. I haven't applied for money for a couple years because we were I haven't made an applicant because we were using up money that we had.
Right.
So anyway, we don't have any money right now, so I'm going to take another swing at it. Applications due, I believe, the 15th of August. So
this is where we get our money for mag water.
Yep, that's where we pay for the mag water.
How big a swing are you taking?
$400,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have not because you asked me.
That's right.
You want to make a motion?
Okay.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Okay.
Give me a chance.
I'm sorry.
Waking up.
I'm not sure.
I'll meet it back before I can make the.
Sure. You're starting to nod.
I was nodding to you.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 17-100314N, a resolution authorizing the county clerk to submit, prepare, sign, and submit to DEQ for CMAQ grant monies. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, you can have it now.
Thank you. Do you need a Crayola?
He's been sniffing on Marcos.
Just put your mark on there. That's it.
So I had a gentleman in my office yesterday by the name of Max Lockett, and he's a member of the local Lions Club. We have, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, we have a park over in Shelter Park. Mm-hmm. There's a small park that's over on the, probably kind of the west end of Shelter Park subdivision. And there's a really nice yard, there's playground equipment, there's a bathroom, and the rec board maintains that park, and they pay the person to mow it and water and all that kind of stuff every summer. The properties to the south of that are some folks that kind of have some junk in there. Yeah.
Collectors.
Yeah, they're collectors. And anyway, the Lions Club, in conjunction with the local Boy Scouts, want to propose a project which would help the Boy Scouts get some badges. But they'd like to erect a 5-foot tall chain link fence on the south property line of the park, mm-hmm. so that they could keep some of the stuff that keeps flying into the park at bay from the adjoining property owners.
Yeah.
And he said probably Quaker Lane's the road that's on the west side of that park, mm-hmm. and said they would go to the east maybe 300 feet or so. So he just wanted to know if the commissioners would give permission for this philanthropic project.
I think it's a great idea. It would also help keep the kids that are playing there from going into mm-hmm. that to play on the junk.
Is there any, I agree with you, is there not any ordinances that cover that?
There are, and junk? That has been addressed many times, and at one point in time, one of the owners was instructed to clean it up, and he did. It just continues to amass.
Is this town or county?
It's in the county.
See,
we have a similar area just across from the seniors.
What's that?
We have an issue in Marbleton just across from the seniors.
Same deal.
And they have brought that up several times.
We're the new zoning persons.
Yeah. So across from the seniors, is that out in the county or is it?
It's
in the county.
It's right.
Is it?
Just
Bob Hanson's?
Yeah, Bob Hanson's place. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, Mac and I have been asked about that a couple times.
Here's a pretty good view of what it looks like.
It's not just one property owner there.
No, and there's a couple. There's a couple of property owners over there, but there's a lot of stuff.
Looks like somebody dropped a bomb.
Yeah, and the county has worked with him though to remove. I mean,
yeah,
they've moved a lot of stuff out of there, but there's still a lot of stuff.
Well,
so. I was just wondering if they could write Hanson a letter or something just to try to get that.
We'll put it on the new guys' list of stuff. So.
He's an elderly guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they've artworked with him some.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some of that stuff. He was supposed to move all that stuff out to his property
airport.
Out there at the airport, but that didn't exactly happen. So. It's a nice one.
So, yeah, I think that's a great project, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's give them the go-ahead to do what they can do.
Then this morning we received an invitation from the Bank of Jackson Hole, which is the parent of the Bank of Sublette County, where we do most of our banking for the county. They're having a customer appreciation party. It is on September 7th, which is a Thursday from 5:30 to 7, and it's at the Lodge at Jackson Hole Conference Center. It'll be in Jackson. They have a guest speaker. His name is Edward C. Byers, Jr. And the end of his whole little report is he is the most decorated living U.S. Navy SEAL and one of only two Medal of Honor recipients serving on active duty. So they got a Navy SEAL guy that's going to come and talk to the group. Hey, so
I might take precedent over my other
day. Over your other one on that day.
Yeah.
Well, at travel least time. It'll give you an excuse to leave.
There you go. Second
so,
invite.
Anyway, if any of you are interested in this, we need to RSVP by August 25th. So I'll ding you guys again on the 22nd to see if you want to attend that.
I'll be out of town.
Okay. I have a few more vouchers for you, but I got one other, well... Let me ask you about this. We made the board appointments on the 3rd of July, and we had a few appointments that we didn't fill.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a few more applications. I don't know if you want to make appointments at this point in time or if you want me to schedule it to the next meeting. I don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Which board's with it?
Is there just one applicant per board?
Yeah, I've got one appointment for the library board, and I have, the library board is geographically distributed, so I have one person that's not, it needs to be a Big Piney person. I've got one person that's not a Big Piney person that's applied, and I have one Big Piney person that's applied. I have...
If we make the appointments today, does that finish it, or can we wait another 2 weeks and see if we get... what we need.
Well, we could wait.
Finish it out.
Yeah, I think we could. I think you could wait another 2 weeks and see if we can get it finished.
That's what I recommend.
Okay. Yeah.
Now that might fill an agenda.
Yeah. So, okay. Last thing I have in my pile before I have these vouchers for you to consider is our little scholarship kids. I have received 3 applications for renewal scholarships since our last meeting. Those applications were due the 12th of June, and we awarded the scholarships on the 3rd of July, and they are late and incomplete.
They're still incomplete?
Yeah. We, of course, have not funded them because we had awarded our scholarships. So our application letter that goes out in April says that they need to be complete and they need to be on time. So just so you know, there's 3 of them.
This is going to be one of my pet peeves when I bring my proposal to everyone to look at in September or October. Because it evidently is driving everybody crazy.
Yeah,
I received one application on the 4th, which was like last Friday, and I got one on the 6th of July. and another one in between. Got electronically.
That and I
got
they were due
June 12th.
You know, to me, this is a lesson in adulthood.
Responsibility, accountability.
Yeah. And can end up costing them a lot of money, and sometimes that's the only thing that speaks.
Have you got a copy of the letter you sent out?
Yep. Okay.
When did the letter go out?
April 5th. And I sent it electronically because that's how I talk to these guys. And I have a list of who I sent the letter to, too.
So you did, they all
got. This wasn't this year's recipients, it was the prior year's.
Yeah.
These are kids that have had, that were recipients. These are the renewal kids.
It says right there in bold print, late applications will not be accepted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost like,
may I see those?
And we don't need to do it, but again,
your heart.
When you do it electronically, you send it 3 days in a row. Yeah.
Like
we're going to have to start sending them out certified.
Fandeck.
Really?
I got it Friday.
Oh.
It makes my heart ache, but it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'll fill that check in my email. Maybe a little better. It is a heartbreaker.
It is. Oh, that's sad. All right. I don't know that we have any choice, gentlemen.
I don't think so. It's truly unfortunate.
Oh, sad.
And what's happening here, it's taking away our flexibility. It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we function on rules, so.
Well, but it's nice to be able to have somebody speak to a tragedy in the family or whatever.
Sure.
And now you almost can't.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then I have a couple more vouchers for you to consider. I held these out, again, because these are, remember, for the Pinedale Airport Board. We're tapping their reserve accounts. Roxana pays those directly. So if you would just sign or stamp on the front of these ones. And there's three of those. And then I have two that are just regular old vouchers that came this morning to me. And then I have one I wanted to talk to you about. The maintenance department received a bill from Superior Boiler, is the company that maintenances and works on our boilers.
Right.
In all of our buildings.
Yeah.
And since the last meeting, Superior Boiler has sent two invoices to the maintenance department. The vouchers dated the 24th of July in the amount of $1,049.58. There's two invoices. They're for preventative maintenance, one to the Big Piney Library, the other to Roden Bridge. The Roden Bridge maintenance was done in April of 2015, and the maintenance at the Big Piney Library was done in August of 2016. It's maintenance, so it's service. It's not parts or any of that kind of stuff. We have not paid these bills. We went back and looked to see if we've paid these bills, but that money's long gone as far as...
Right, that's last year's budget.
Well, and the year before that.
And the year before that.
Yeah.
Why
so...
Are these,
Did we get billed and just miss them, or how come?
We don't, I don't know, I don't, who knows if we got billed?
Do we even know that the work was done?
Oh, that's a good question, too. I don't know.
Can't approve that.
Who would we ask, I guess?
I guess, well.
Well, maintenance has looked at these bills, and that's the reason why they brought these to me, is they said, we've gotten these bills.
We've had change of managers since then.
Right?
Yeah.
So we don't know if the work has actually been done. We can't.
Is this a company we rely on a lot?
Superior Boiler, yeah, they maintenance all of our boilers for us.
I guess I've asked them to verify some.
Yeah,
I don't know, something.
Do they have a date when they did the work?
Yeah, that's the.
Seems like kind of.
The shop was done in on April 28th of 2015. So that's over 2 years old. And then the
do we have any
other one was August 15th, 2016.
Do we have any type of policy that dictates when we'll pay up to a certain amount of time and then after that? I mean, do we have anything
like that? We haven't ever really had anything like that. The thing of it is that we're out of the budget, both of those budget years,
sure,
we're out of both of them.
The money is gone from both of those budgets.
The money is gone from both of those budgets, and with the one that was done last August, we didn't receive this billing until July. You know, and the end of the fiscal year was June.
Right.
So I mean, sometimes you look at it and go like, well, geez, this was months ago, but it's still within the budget year. But neither one of these bills are with even the budget year that we're in now.
Do you suppose we could send them just an explanation of that and see what their response is?
Well, what I would suggest is at this point that, you know, you guys have the final say on whether we pay anything.
Well, I would and say what I would, not yet.
Yeah, and what I would suggest at this point is that we not pay this one, but let me contact Superior Boiler and ask them for some verification that we were here, they were here, because we don't even have, I mean, on this 15 one, who knows? We don't even have those people aren't even here that were working then.
And that's coming out of a budget.
It's long gone.
Yeah.
So
what's the total amount?
Oh, a little over $1,000. $1,049.58.
You know, they may end up eating that one.
Well, that's
15 one for sure.
Yeah.
The last other one, I don't budget.
If you don't mind having that conversation.
No.
Yeah, have the conversation.
Yeah, I didn't. I felt when Andre brought the bills to me, he says, you know, what about this? And I said, you know, I don't feel comfortable paying for bills that are so very late.
Right.
Because we pay every 2 weeks. And I can understand maybe something got lost, but after a while, if it's been over 2 years, good grief, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. To adulthood.
Yeah.
I think I have nothing else for you.
Okay. Let's take a brief break here and then we'll get back. Mac doesn't need one.
I don't need one. I'm good. Okay.
Yeah. Mac's all right.
Yeah. Coffee breaks over.
Yeah.
So I put cap underneath there.
Just so not have those meetings at night, those interviews. Okay. You can't make it. It's too bad.
It's
yeah.
I don't think he's got a lot to offer. I mean, it's there are people, none of us know any of this. So, and it's going to be pretty cut and dry. I mean, as far as what we ask him,
sure,
and how we proceed, because we have to be fair.
Should we not, or should you not, or should I'm there to listen, but shouldn't there be a series of questions generated that they all get asked the same questions?
Yeah, and I've got a set of questions.
We can rotate who asks the questions if we want to make a difference to me.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Ask them all the same questions.
Yeah, so you evaluate them. Yeah.
And went through that. Mac went through that with them before about certain questions are off
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
The VSOP, certain questions are off base in terms of interviews.
Oh, shoot.
Just Wilkinson up in post.
Yeah, you can't ask that question.
It was in there.
Fear asked the question. What was the question he asked?
I don't remember.
It was almost, are you married?
Oh,
or
church to go to.
Yeah, I mean, it was the greatest question.
But you know what his first question is?
Next year, he doesn't know that too. Is there any way
you can send us the resume or their paperwork before the meeting?
Yeah.
Or we can invite the guy from Rock Squidward to just do the interview for him.
Life, I tell you.
Bring him back.
Oh, sure. No.
I'm just teasing.
No, we don't want that guy.
We didn't have to say much.
Yeah, no, we don't want that guy.
That was an interesting situation, wasn't it?
Well, he's in charge, you know.
I don't know. Is it? Are they pretty lengthy, or are they just short, like a brief one?
They're not very long.
So I don't.
Probably what I'll do is I'll do like I did before. Is I'll make the copies and bring them to the meeting that day.
Oh, and then we'll show up
and we'll have enough time.
Okay.
I'll plan enough time so that we can. You can look at their resume.
There's a lot of Kit Conleys out there. You know, it's amazing, and they want to monopolize the entire conversation. And
no, I know.
I've seen Colin just like tell somebody they can't talk.
Yeah.
At that CLG meeting, that's kind of what I'm quit going. I just don't really.
Have you seen anything productive on all?
No.
Nope. I haven't either.
And when I get the stuff from that lady, the secretary.
Right.
Well, but the point is I've read a little bit of it. None of it applies to us. It's all Sweetwater County. It's all Rankin County. It's all.
I think you had to touch base on that last meeting.
What's that?
CLG funding.
Yeah.
What's that?
I would assume that's one of your pet peeves.
Yep.
You're not a.
I think that they do some good work, and but if we don't put in. Nobody's going to put in, and the CLG will go away.
I think Mike and I were just discussing, we haven't seen anything really substantial out of there yet.
Right.
It's all about you and the Sweetwater and Lincoln County.
Well, please put your pen down for a minute. it's all about Kent Conway.
Absolutely.
It is what it's all about.
A couple of meetings, and you just, why go?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Pizza was good.
And possibly kudos. I mean, kudos to Joel is because Joel's covering all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So without Joel, then the
right.
CLG may become more.
The
important.
Only reason, one of the big reasons why I remain present in that is Joel's involvement.
Yes.
Joel can direct that in the right direction.
When he sees something going south, he jumps in there. We've seen that.
But he got mad because the guy from Rock Springs. Wally got mad at the WCCA because they didn't vote the way Wally thought.
Oh,
they
I know. Yeah.
And so
it's like
just
a government bureaucracy.
You're just bothering me.
let's get some air with all
today. See if we can get first class.
You know, first of all, I want to know how you got that thing on your phone so we're told which gate to go to.
I don't really know, other than when I saw
updates on your phone. I need that. Plus, I'm still on that, looking at that boat to get tuna fishing out of Port Angeles, Texas.
Oh.
Down to one more?
Yeah. Okay. Justin, we are ready for you. Come on.
We have
access in here. We're on the way out, too.
You don't mind if I come up with
you? Oh, that'd be great.
The mic is yours.
I'm going to let him talk. No. I'm just
here you go. You all need that.
That's right.
I guess that's an answer.
Good, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so first of all, I just kind of want to give a quick brief report on the EWL. We finished that. We ended up signing up. We had covering 28 lives that people picked up the insurance. About, I can't remember, it was 5 or 6 of them were 100% uninsurable and would have zero other way to get insurance. The other people just picked it up as a safety precaution against that. And so that was successful. It's implemented and going smoothly at this point. We haven't had any hiccups with it. And then while we're here today is you guys said in August is when your term insurance was up for looking at. And so I just want to make a brief presentation on that. And you guys may or may not make a decision on it, but I wanted to be able to present it to you guys. So. I apologize, I only have 2 packets. I didn't want to kill 26 trees, so.
I'll give mine to
you.
We'll share.
We're all fighting over this insurance information.
Yeah. Okay. I'll also give you this. This is your current packet of what you guys currently have. And I just want to give you kind of a brief side-by-side comparison. So first of all, first thing to note is, like, as far as, like, coverages and things like that go, they're the exact same. You know, you're currently covering employees for $50,000 of life and $50,000 of accidental death and dismemberment. And so we are offering the exact same thing, but we're offering it at a cheaper rate right now. It's roughly 5.2, between 5.2 and 6% discount. On that price. And so if you want to start, you know, I won't bore you with page 3 too much, but it is worth noting that we are a superior company. We're the only company right now that carries all the highest ratings from all the rating companies, financial rating companies, you know, A&M Best, Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, you know, I won't bore you with that, but just to reiterate the strength of our company, you know, I'm not here to talk bad about who you have. You know, who you have is a fine company. I just want to reinforce who we are as a company. And so I guess the biggest thing is to note is starting on page 5 about how they line up side by side. So on the initial packet that you have here, it's on the front page. So when you're looking at it, this is for the group life with AD&D. They're still both the $50,000 worth of coverage. The first thing to note is on your current plan, the benefit reduction status, and the way that works is when employees hit certain ages, the price stays the same, but the face amount starts to reduce. That's kind of standard in general for most group terms. So New York Life has a similar policy. The ours varies just slightly in the fact that the first reduction, both of them reduced by 35%. The next one reduces by 25%. Ours only reduces by 15%, and then theirs reduces by an additional 15%, and ours only reduces, or ours reduces by another 15% again, except for the way the savings breaks down. I kind of broke out the math. So like the first tier, they're going to go from 50,000 to 32.5. Then they're going to 20,000 and then 12.5. With ours, they're going to go from 32,000 to 25,000, and they'll be left with 17,500. So it's a slightly better benefit to them, but they can retain some of that face amount to for them without having to lose it all, you know, right off the get-go. The biggest thing that I really like about my company and our program is that we offer the waiver of premium. I probably beat a dead horse on this talking to you guys about it, but just to talk about it again, is if something happens to the employee and they become disabled, New York Life will pick up the premium for them, and then so they won't have to continue paying the premium. And so that's not offered at all through what you currently have. And there are other companies who offer the waiver of premium, but you're generally going to pay out the nose for it. You know, for us, what we pay, you know, for pennies on a dollar, you may end up paying, you know,
$0.50-$0.60 on the dollar type thing. You know, it's quite significantly different. So that's one of the biggest points that really makes this extremely valuable to the employee, is that, you know, if something happens to them, they don't owe anything on it. And New York Life will pay it up until age 60. If they're still disabled at age 65, they buy out the policy and give it to the employee. Both policies have convertibility. I didn't look at whether the convertibility options are for Lincoln Financial. I'd had to call them up and figure that out through them. For us, they have the option, if they leave, that they could convert the policy and take it with them if they wanted to. I'm not sure, like I said, exactly where theirs are on that. We also have an accelerated death benefit, as does the one you currently have. It doesn't specify in the book how much the accelerated death benefit is. General industry standard is 50%. In fact, like for us, if outside of this program, it would be 50%. Through this program, we do up to 80%, and what that means is if they become diagnosed terminally and have 12 months or less to live, they can access up to 80% of those funds before they die, for whatever purposes that they need them for, you know, whether that's pay off some bills, take the family on a vacation, etc. Then going to page 6 on the main packet there, you're looking again, and you're still on the first page of this one. Most of their information is on the first page. You're talking about the basic AD&D, still the $50,000. Main thing to note is the reduction schedule still has the difference. They both break down. The one that's currently in place, like I said, reduces at a greater value, where ours reduces more slowly. And then as far as like the dependents and the spouse, we match it perfectly as far as coverage of the $5,000 on the spouse, given automatically the $2,000 on the kids. All of that is the same. Once again, it's we're offering the same thing at a cheaper price. The biggest difference between those is if a kid wants coverage on the current policy, it says out to from 6 months to age 19. All the way out to age 23 if they're a student. Currently, ours goes out to age 26 if they're a student, so it gives an extra 3 years of coverage if they want to carry that on their child as well. And then, just to kind of break down the actual numbers here. So if you go all the way back to page 12, and then to the very last page on the employee benefit one, not turn one in, sorry. So if you want to see like kind of how they line up side by side, like currently you're paying 11 cents per thousand right now. If you look over on our plan, it's 8 cents per thousand, you know, for ages 0 to 24. And then, you know, it kind of just breaks down where it's stays at 11 cents, ours goes up to 9 cents, and then 14 cents, you know, ours stays at 12 cents, and then 21 cents, ours only goes to 15 cents. And you can see that for yourself on how the numbers change. The only part that your plan is a little better at one point is when you're looking at the 70 plus. For just a brief moment, the plan that you have is cheaper, but then at age 75 it goes way more expensive, where ours stays the same from age 70 all the way through, so then it just turns around to being cheaper yet again. And if you guys want to like compare those back and forth again, as far as the employees being able to buy supplementary to this insurance, they have the ability to buy up to $100,000 of additional coverage if they so choose, or it's $100,000 or five times their salary, whichever is greater. But I'm not sure. I don't think you guys have any employees who are paid $20,000 or less than $20,000. So that's kind of the basic overview. And so I have just a few. kind of just general takeaway points that way, because I know I'm throwing a lot of information here. So overall, it is cheaper to the county itself to go with this program for the exact same product with some extra benefit perks to it. You get to work with me and Jay. That may or may not be a perk to you, and that's fine. You know, you know, and
it
you get 50-50 and you get, you know, yeah, you get the backing of New York Life, being, you know, we are, like I said, currently the number one rated life insurance company in America. You get better benefits to the employees. One of the things that you've noticed looking through the current schedule is they have smoker and non-smoker rates. We got rid of that entirely. We just give them one rate, and our rates still beat the non-smoker rate, where the rates go much higher than the smoker rates if they wanted to purchase additional for themselves. The convertibility is nice for them. Like I said, they can't just take it with them, but they can convert it into something else and then take it with them. Having the living benefits rider, having access up to 80%, once again, just another perk. And then with the EWL being successful, you guys should be eligible for an additional 3 to 5% discount off this rate that we've already discounted. So you'd be looking between a 8.5 to 10-ish discount total off of what you currently have. And then kind of my hope here is, you know, we put this EWL in place. If we got this taken care of, you know, we could do that. When Wyoming rolls out for the just straight disability insurance, we're hopefully very close to that. Maybe we could take over that in time this year. If not, maybe, you know, early next year, we could take over that and get an even greater discount, save you more money. And really, Jay and I want to be able to just work with, you know, the employees, you know, whether that's we put on free seminars for their retirement or just their basic planning for their financial wealth, you know, we wouldn't necessarily do that on your guys' time or something like that, but we'd like to be able to just give these people an education to really have all these options that a lot of employers don't give. You know, a lot of people retire and they're handed a retirement packet and they're like, well, you have to fill this out right now, and they don't have a clue what they're filling out, and they end up with a package that may work, may not work, you know. It's not tailored to them. So, you know, for us, we have zero interest as far as like making money in it, but we you know, we're here, we're in a small community, we might as well be helping the employees out. You know, that's the whole point of a small community. So, and growing up here and knowing a lot of your employees, you know, I'd like to see them, you know, benefit in the long run. So anyway.
Okay. Mary, so we've got a policy in place right now, and when does it come due?
September 1.
September 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin, what I need you to do for me is I need you to simply write down how much you're going to save me.
Okay.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Okay. You've explained this well. You tell me how much you're going to save me.
Okay. Do you need that number right now, or do you want me to get it perfectly calculated?
You have to get it perfectly calculated and get it back to us.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Yep.
In 2 weeks.
I'll have it 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that'll be a quick 2-minute. Here's your number.
Here's the numbers. Thanks. Yeah. It's all I need.
Okay.
Good.
Nice
perfect.
Job.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have fun in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call out this guy.
And if you guys want these ones, since they're color marked, you can have them.
I need a plan. Yeah. I'm not worried about the eclipse. I'm worried about the next meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's the next meeting is the day after.
The day after the eclipse.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't have to worry.
There you go.
Well, maybe the end of the world will be here.
I hope you leave. If you leave the day before, you may not be able to leave either.
Make sure you got your fire insurance paid up.
Okay.
Hope you got that paid up. Hope you got you can
depends on when you can burn.
Communication still works.
Not counting on it.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. We talked this morning how slow it was. I said I can't fathom what it's going to be like in a couple weeks. You won't be able to access anything.
No.
Because we in the real world, you might be able to access.
My telecommunications.
I sophisticated stuff.
I'll make sure I get it done like
a few days. Do not enter sign and they are crashing.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You won't, won't be able to.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Have a good
one. Sounds like a deal.
For the rest of your day.
One more thing.
One more, and then you're done. That's good.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn here.
So moved.
Have a good one.
Mr. Novy, you going to participate in this meeting?
Thank you.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we go over to...
Where's your mind? I'm trying to give you a chance to participate.
Mary, are you going over or are you standing at work?
No, I'm
You can't even second a motion to adjourn?
You had it covered.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
No, I need it.
Yeah, I'm going to go work. Max got us covered if they're going to ask anybody to speak.
It was kind of like the